Good evening. It's time for another bedtime story with
Top Set.
And we're reading L. Frank Baum's book of The Wizard of Oz tonight, Chapter 5, The Cowardly Lion.
As Dorothy and her friends continued on their way through the forest, they heard a terrible roar. The next moment, a great lion ran onto the road. Dorothy and her two friends were very frightened, but Little Toto ran ahead and barked at the huge beast. When the lion saw the little dog, he opened his mouth as if to bite him. Dorothy became so angry at this that she rushed forward and slapped the lion on the nose. "Don't you dare bite Toto!" she shouted. "You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A big lion like you trying to bite a little dog." "I didn't bite him," said the lion. He rubbed his nose with his big paw. "No, but you tried to," Dorothy answered. "You are nothing but a coward." The lion hung his head in shame. He confessed to Dorothy and her friends that although he was supposed to be the king of the beasts, he really was a coward. Large tears fell from his eyes as he told the travelers his sad story. The poor lion was afraid of almost everything and everybody. A scarecrow stopped for a moment and scratched his straw hat. Then he said, "I am going to the Emerald City to ask the Great Oz to give me brains. Maybe Oz could give you courage." The lion wiped away his tears. "If only I had courage, then I could truly be king of the beasts."
What was that again?
"Then I could truly be king of the beasts." So Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man invited the lion to join them on their journey to the invited the lion to join them on their journey to the Emerald City. The lion agreed, and the friends continued to follow the yellow brick road towards the home of the Great Oz.
Good night.
Good night.